It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everyday Virginians are facing real challenges, like sky-high prescription drug prices and the lack of paid leave when it matters most. And this election season, AARP is determined to make sure these issues are front and center. Want to stay informed? Sign up for text alerts to get involved. Text JOIN VA to 22777. That's JOIN VA to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Preseason is over, and we are a week away from the start of the NFL season. Man, this feels good to say that. But we have to continue our season preview for weeks 11 through 14. It's Rambly Talk. Let's get it started.
Maybe you from the 1970s, when the Los Angeles Rams was known as the Prison Foursome because of that defensive line. Or maybe you were in the city of St. Louis, the gateway to the Midwest, where the greatest show on turf brought home the first ever Super Bowl championship. Or maybe you're in the here and now, with the Rams back in LA, winners of Super Bowl 56. You can rock Eric Dickerson. You can rock Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, and Kurt Warner. Or maybe you rocking Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, and Matthew Stafford. It doesn't matter, but when it comes to this, it's all about the Los Angeles Rams. Horns up, Rams house. Time to talk Rams football.
Hey, let's go. How y'all doing, good people? Ram Nation, how y'all feeling? What's up, Rambly? It is Thursday. It means another edition of Rambly Talk, August 29th, as we close in on the month of August and go into the month of September. And we are a week away from the start of the NFL season. Okay, a week from Sunday, we will be playing in primetime action against the Detroit Lions, September 8th. I'm looking forward to that. I really am looking forward to that game. But, you know, we got a whole another week to get through. So with that being said, welcome to Rambly Talk here on the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel. Go ahead and subscribe and hit that notification bell so you will know every time that I come to talk Rams football, you know where to find me at. Also, if you want to listen to the audio and playback, go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, or wherever else you listen to podcasts and subscribe to Rambly Talk, okay? Now, in today's episode, continue our season preview. We have weeks 11 through 14 to get to. We have two AFC East teams in the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills. We have the Philadelphia Eagles in primetime action. And then we go to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, or I should say Little Caesars Superdome. They no longer call it Mercedes-Benz Superdome, Little Caesars Superdome, and a friendly rematch visit with the New Orleans Saints, which is starting to become a little rivalry, in my opinion, because we've been playing them a lot lately. Those are the games we're going to preview, all right? But first, let's get you some news in those, because things happen, all right? First up, Puka Nacua, Darius Williams, and Jonah Jackson expected to be ready to go for week one at Lions, but they provide latest on Rob Havenstein's status. All right. Rams wide receiver Puka Nacua with the knee injury. Defensive back, Darius Williams with a hamstring. And offensive lineman, Jonah Jackson with a shoulder. All expected to be a go next Sunday, September 8th, regular season opener against the Detroit Lions in Detroit, Sean McVay says on Monday. McVay confirmed all three worked back during the Monday's practice and as expected, and added that Jackson was able to work back in a little bit last week as well. All right. McVay also talked about Rod Havenstein, saying that there's a possibility of opposite lineman Rod Havenstein with the ankle injury is back for week one against the Lions, but it's also a possibility that he will miss week one as well. So we're talking 50-50 right now. All right. He also had an addition that said that Stetson Bennett, who was absent due to family matters, he's that everything is all good. He was back at practice on yesterday, which is good to hear. So right now, our only question is Rob Havenstein, but having Puka Nacua, having Darius Williams and Jonah Jackson all ready to go for week one, that is a good thing. Happy about it. Good. Rams begin Woodland Hills era. Now, this kind of threw me off too, kind of probably throwing y'all off too, but I had to go in and work it. Under crystal clear blue skies near the Warner Center campus, practice commencing in a new location for the Rams players and coaches while support staff continue to get settled into a new environment. This past Monday marked the team's first practice at his new Woodland Hills football headquarters, a little over 9 months after the November 14, 2023 ceremony at Topicana Village, part of the nearly 100 acres in Woodland acquired last year by the Rams owner, Stephen Kroenke, in which they officially touched down in the area and announced the plans to move there in advance of the 2024 season. So Woodland Hills is where the Rams will be officially practicing at. That is their new facility. So if you happen to be close to that area, see if you can catch you some practices. See how the team looks in person out in Woodland Hills. Okay? This is what there was a move that everyone wanted to make. They have made it. So, and it's off to a very good start thus far in the first week out there in Woodland Hills. So let's see if we keep it going and see what we do from there. All right. Running back Karen Williams will return punts for the Los Angeles Rams. Yeah, I know this is one that got a lot of people up in arms because our starting running back, our punt returner, very interesting. But this is what happened. Rams running back Karen Williams will return punts this season, coach Sean McVay said on Tuesday. McVay says, quote, "It is another opportunity for him to get touches and impact the game." And you feel comfortable about that because of the confidence in Breakcorn, who we drafted in the third round in this past year's draft. And Ronnie Rivers, who's been with us for, I think, going on his third year with us, if I remember correctly, being able to spare him if need be. Now, last season, Williams averaged nearly 22 touches per game and ranked third in the NFL in Washington, despite playing only 12 games. He missed four games due to an ankle injury in the middle of the season, and a fifth for the rest after the Rams had clinched his playoff spot. Now that we have this very interesting move by Coach McVay, having our starting running back Bill Punt returning could be very dangerous. He ain't the kick returner. I'm looking forward to see who's gonna be the kick returner with this new kickoff rules, but we have to wait and see on that one. But I'm looking to see we have Tutu Atwell back there. And a lot of people brought up Tutu Atwell. Why not have Tutu Atwell back there to return punts? But they went with Kerryon Williams. So we're going to see what Sean McVay is thinking and what his thought process is to have our starting running back to be our punt returner. When you have guys like Tutu Atwell. Yeah, Joey Winston, he runs like a 4-3. Why not put him back there? Now, we don't want Cup back there. We don't want Puka Nacua back there, but, you know, it's a little dicey situation here, but, hey, that's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. Speaking of dicey situations, the Los Angeles Rams, a news that broke and, like, a lot of concerns amongst the Rams Nation flocked to social media. Because the Los Angeles Rams traded linebacker Ernest Jones to the Tennessee Titans, along with the sixth-round pick from 2026, and they only got back a fifth-round pick for 2026. There was I know they was in contract talks. They couldn't reach a contract. Word got out. They granted him permission. Ernest Jones went to social media, said he never asked for a trade. Next thing you know, he's traded to Tennessee. We only get a fifth round draft pick out of it. There's a lot of concerns now when it comes to the defense because we already had lost Aaron Donald to retirement and nobody's complaining about it. Well deserved. You played 10 years in the NFL, all with the Rams, and you're a Super Bowl champion, multiple time defensive player of the year. One knows you should have been MVP of the year, to be honest, but that's neither here nor there. And now we trade our star middle linebacker to the Tennessee Titans. Then word got out that Troy Reader would now be the middle linebacker and the guy who will be calling the defense. Got a new defensive coordinator because Raheem Morris is the head coach for the Atlanta Falcons. Congratulations to him. We'll see what Coach Shula comes up with. Let's see if Coach Shula and Reader can be on the same page here because we have a very young defense now. Now, we do have a very depth secondary, okay. See Tre'Davious White on one side, Darius Williams on the other side. That's gonna be good. Want to see how Cam Kitchens comes along under the tutelage of John Johnson III. Nice to have him back with us to provide some veteran leadership in the secondary. Defense gonna be a question mark, man. Defense gonna be a real question mark now. And it's going to be questioned right out the gate. We got Detroit. In Detroit, a rematch of the NFC wildcard game. 24-23, Detroit. Now, our defensive line. I know a lot of people going to have questions about defensive line because you're trying to fill the void of Aaron Donald. But Kobe Turner learned on Aaron Donald for that 1 year. Bryce Young learned at Aaron Donald for that 1 year, which is going to be good to see. Looking forward to see how Jared First translates to the NFL, how Brandon Fitz translates to the NFL. But yeah, this trade here was a stinger. It was a very much a stinger to the Ramley, to Rams Nation, because we were looking forward to seeing Ernest Jones take that next step as the middle linebacker in his defense. It won't take place all of a sudden. So yeah, that sucks. All right. But nevertheless, our 53-man roster set, and our team captains have been selected. And we have Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Rob Hammerstein on the offensive side, Quentin Lates, and Kobe Turner on the defensive side. Those are our team captains for the 2024 season of the NFL. Congratulations to all five guys on being team captains. All right. Now, that would do it for our little news and notes on the Rams. We're going to take a break right here. Then when we come back, let's get back into our season preview with weeks 11 through 14.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes rip through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy. And now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network, in association with Comey Media Incorporated, proudly present The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. Drew Willingham.
In this case, yeah, you put the blame on Kyle Shanahan for apparently not preparing the team enough for the overtime rules, supposedly.
Cole Johnson.
Peyton was considered the winner, and he was the darling of all darlings for Jarrell.
With a special appearance by Tyrone Alize McDummy.
Ain't nobody calling me. Text. Delete! 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 Delete!
Join these two football enthusiasts as they give you Total Football Talk. Live every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on the Sertoba Media and the Comey Media YouTube channels.
Sports fans are gearing up. Whether it be for the madness of March, whether it be for the Super Bowl, or even a little thing called WrestleMania. You can get all that at Fanatics, where they have a wide selection of gear from every league, including the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, the NCAA, and the WWE. So go on and show that pride, that passion, that dedication fan that you are by whipping your team, your league, all your favorite players. Fanatics, official license, everything.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay, man. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go. Yeah!
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings, Monarchs of Wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel. This is a BS3 Network presentation.
I want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life-holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ramey Talk here on this Thursday, August 29th, 2024. We are just a couple of days away from the end of August, and we're going into the month of September, which means we're that much closer to NFL season. We gotta wait a week, okay? Next week, we get it kicking off with the Baltimore Ravens and Kansas City Chiefs, and then Friday we have that game down in Brazil when you can't wear no green. Yeah, but then Sunday, September 8th, Sunday night, prime time, NBC, Detroit Lions, Los Angeles Rams. We're almost there. But now, let's get back to our season preview. You know, last week we previewed weeks 7 through 10, and I had us going 4-0, beating the Raiders, the Vikings, the Seahawks, and the Miami Dolphins with the Vikings and Dolphins on prime time. The Vikings we got on Thursday night. The Dolphins we'll have on Monday night. Both games at home, by the way. So if I remember correct, we're at home to the Vegas, home to Minnesota, at Seattle, and home to the Dolphins. So nice little homestand there. 3 out of 4 got us going 4-0. That will put us at 8-1 on the year. So far, the only loss that I have for the Rams is week 3, the home open against the San Francisco 49ers for obvious reasons. And I do know that, if we're being honest, I know most of the Ram Nation know that we have a hard time beating San Francisco. So, but outside of that, I got a squeaking out week 1 against the Detroit Lions. Just to remind you, I got a squeaking out. Just like the Lions squeaked out against us in the wildcard round, I think the reverse happened. We squeak it out against them. That was before we traded Ernest Jones, so things just a little up in the air right now. Nevertheless, let's get into it. We are week 11. We go to Foxborough. We're home to the Eagles. We're at the Saints, and we're home to the Buffalo Bills. So week 11, we are at Foxborough. We're going to Gillette Stadium to take on the New England Patriots. All right. Don't expect much from the New England Patriots, but that's for the credit. That's for doing my due diligence. 4-13 last year. They was last in the NFC East. Bill Belichick was out the door. Gerard Mayo was hired as the new head coach of the New England Patriots. Matt Jones competed close to 65% of his passes for 2,120 yards passing with 10 passing touchdowns, 12 interceptions, quarterback rating of 77 in 11 games. And no, he did not get injured. He was pulled out. Belly Zappley got some time, completing close to 60% of his passes for 1,272 passing yards with 6 passing touchdowns, 9 interceptions, quarterback rating of 68.8, a rushing touchdown in 10 games. It was bad. It was very, very, very bad in New England and Bill Belichick just last year there. Ezekiel Elliott, now back with the Dallas Cowboys, had 184 carries for 642 yards, 3 rushing touchdowns. He also had 51 catches, 313 receiving yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns. Ramondre Stevenson, who is now the lead rusher for the New England Patriots now, 156 carries, 619 rushing yards with 4 rushing touchdowns, 38 receptions with 238 receiving yards. Demario Davis emerged as a top receiver for the New England Patriots with 49 receptions and 561 yards. Now, Matt Jones is no longer there. He's in down in Jacksonville, Florida. He's right here in Jacksonville, Florida, where he's from. He's from Jacksonville. He's back home in Jacksonville, backing up Trevor Lawrence. Bailey Zappe, he's no longer there. Ezekiel, as I just mentioned, he's back with the Dallas Cowboys where it all started at. So, what did New England do in the offseason in Gerard Mayo's first year? Well, they drafted Drake May, third overall, the quarterback from out of North Carolina. They brought back Jacoby Brissett, who was named a starter today, this morning. Okay, when I was watching Get Up, news broke against across the bottom of the ESPN screen. As you see the ticker on this one, let you know where you can capture every platform that Ramsey Talk is on. They bring Jacoby Brissett back, and he is the starting quarterback going forward. They bring in Antonio Gibson, running back Antonio Gibson, from the Washington Commanders. They re-signed wide receiver Kendrick Bourne. They almost traded him, but they didn't. Getting close. They also brought in wide receiver KJ Osborne from the Minnesota Vikings, and they re-signed tight end Hunter Henry. 4 years ago is the last time the Rams and the Patriots met. And if I remember correctly, that was during the Cam Newton era. Thursday night football, if I remember correctly. And the Rams put it on the Cam Newton and the New England Patriots 24-3. It was a very ugly game for Cam Newton, a very ugly game for the New England Patriots all along. With that being said, it's going to get even uglier when we go to Foxborough because we are beating the New England Patriots. Okay. We're beating New England, all right. We're beating New England. If we can't go to New England and beat this team, something's wrong with us, okay? Despite not having Aaron Donald, we still have the better overall team. We should beat New England, okay? So if I remember correctly, going into the bye week, I had us beating Chicago, beating Green Bay into the bye week. I decided I was going 4-0 in week 7 through 10. Out the gate, so that's 7 wins in a row. I have the Rams going on a 7-game winning streak. A 7-game winning streak. Now we up to 9-1. Okay, 9-1. Next up, Sunday Night Football, Week 12, where the Philadelphia Eagles come flying in to SoFi Stadium. 11-6, which is a disappointing year because they started out 10-1. Yeah, 10-1. They started out 10-1, meaning they went 1-5 the rest of the way. And they was fifth in the NFC, second in the NFC East, where the Cowboys won the division. And they went to Tampa for a wild card game, and they didn't even show up mentally. Physically, they was there. Mentally, they didn't show up. Tampa Bay did whatever they wanted to do and win. Jalen Hurts completed 65.5% of his passes last year. He threw for over 3,800 yards. He threw 23 passing touchdowns. He also threw 15 interceptions. He had a quarterback rating of 89. He carried the ball 157 times, got 605 rushing yards with 15 rushing touchdowns. The lead running back was supposed to be DeAndre, so they really didn't use him the way they should have, but he did have 229 carries. He was just over 1,000 yards rushing with 5 rushing touchdowns. He also had 39 catches, 214 receiving yards, and a touchdown. He is no longer there. If I remember, I think he's with Chicago. A.J. Brown, 106 catches, 1,456 receiving yards, 7 touchdowns. Devontae Smith, 81 catches, 1,066 receiving yards, and 7 touchdowns. Now, the Eagles made some moves, but before I get to the move that you see on the screen, they traded Hassan Reddick to the New York Jets, and he still hasn't reported to Jets camp, not one time yet, which is interesting. They traded for wide receiver Jahad Dotson last week. It's from the Washington Commanders, and darn good move by the Philadelphia Eagles. Harry Roseman making moves, man. He's making moves. So that's what they just did. Now, they brought in Saquon Barkley, running back Saquon Barkley from the New York Giants. They signed both receivers in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith to 3-year contract extensions. A.J. Brown's contract extension is $96 million. Devontae Smith's contract extension is $75 million. They trade for quarterback Kenny Pickett from the Pittsburgh Steelers. They also sign offensive tackle Landon Dickerson to a 4-year extension that is $84 million worth. They brought in safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson back from Detroit. Oh, and in that trade that they got rid of Hassan Reddick to the New York Jets, they decided to bring in edge rusher Bryce Huff from the New York Jets, who was their leading pass rusher, by the way, from last year. So the Eagles got rid of their leading pass rusher and brought in the Jets' leading pass rusher. Man, I tell you. And then we go to the draft. They went secondary on us. Kenyon Mitchell's the top rated cornerback. Went in the first round to Toledo, and then another cornerback that was highly recognized, Cooper DeJean from Iowa, was drafted in the second round by the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, we don't know the health status of Cooper DeJean going forward just yet, but that's a nice pick for them. And we faced them last year, and those of you who remember, in L.A., and we lost 23-14 to the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a game we could have had. We made mistakes. Philly didn't make mistakes. That was the difference. Philly didn't make mistakes. We made the mistakes. And that's how they came out with a 9-point win. Unfortunately, for us, I got it going the same way. They have 3 wide receivers now. And I ain't even included Dallas Goedert as they tight end. Now they have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jahad Dotson, Dallas Goedert at the tight end slot. You still got to deal with Jalen Hurts. Now they have Saquon Barkley in the backfield. And for the first time in Saquon Barkley's career, he don't have to worry about 8-man boxes anymore or 9-man boxes or even 10-man boxes because he's with a team that has weapons. New York Giants taking notes. Man, our second loss of the year comes at home against the Philadelphia Eagles in primetime. So both of our losses is at home, San Francisco and Philadelphia. I know some of y'all are looking at me like, what is wrong with you? But, hey, when is the last time you saw the Rams defend home turf in every single game of a season? When the last time the Rams went 8-0 or 9-0 at home in a season? For some reason, we don't do things like that. Probably the Gary Shaw on turf, probably the last time, which is a long time ago, by the way. But, yeah, our second loss comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. It's just the way that it is. I'm sorry, but that's just – I'm trying to keep it real. I'm trying to keep it unbiased. We lose to Philly. And my good brother, Coop McCain, is going to love when he hears this. He's going to love it. And I'm going to hate him when I see him. Well, I see you. Shut up. So, all right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to preview the other 2 weeks. We're going to go week 13 at the Saints. And then week 14 at home against the Buffalo Bills.
I love you, you morons. You kiss on the block, new edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Get Mouser Entertainment with Paramount Plus. Stream new movies such as Mean Girls, Transformers Rise of the Beast, and Good Burger 2 with Paramount Plus. Stream live sports such as the UEFA Champions League, the NFL on CBS, the PGA Tour, and March Madness. Catch hit CBS shows such as Fire Country, Ghost, NCIS, and more. But also catch exclusive originals with Paramount Plus such as Special Ops Lioness, The Famous Stallones, and the hit series Halo. The new streaming home of Showtime. Watch Showtime original series and movies when you sign up with Paramount Plus with Showtime. Make it a fun action-packed adventure for the whole family and create kid-friendly profiles for the little ones. So much to stream with Paramount Plus, with over 45,000 full episodes from BET, CBS, Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, and more. Paramount Plus plan starts at $5.99. But if you subscribe today, you get a free trial. Paramount Plus, Mount of Entertainment.
In a world where chronicles of the past are brought to the streams, whether the content is relatable or completely beyond your realm of life, there is no shadow of a doubt that this show is absolutely full of shenanigans. Get ready for
Willie in the Evening
this Sunday at 10:05 p.m. Eastern,
exclusively on Sertoba Media, where the struggle is real to be awesome. Whether it's the men's college game,
the way that this season has been going, anything is possible.
The women's college game.
And how passionate Angel Reese was at that press conference. They got their mojo now.
The WNBA.
AJ Wilson-Brown stood at 1-2, followed by Brittany Griner, Aaliyah Boston, Jackie Young.
Or the NBA.
The Lakers had a 0.8 chance of winning.
And then what happened in the fourth quarter?
LeBron James by himself outdid the Clippers.
You will get any and all of the information right at your fingertips or your earlobes. Join the playmaker as he breaks down all things basketball in Shooting Lights Out on the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Rambly Talk here. on this Thursday, and yeah, you just saw the commercial for Shooting Lights Out. Yes, I am currently on that. We are working our way through the WNBA season, and it's been a very interesting season. Didn't like the fact that my New York Liberty decided to lay an egg out in LA out of all teams, but hey, I'll deal with that at some point in time. Nevertheless, let's get back to talking Rams football. We just went through weeks 11 and 12 when I was beaten going to Foxborough and beating the New England Patriots, but we come home on a Sunday night and lose to the Philadelphia Eagles. Next up is week 13. We take the trip to the Superdome down in New Orleans, Louisiana, when we take on the New Orleans Saints. Haven't heard much about the Saints, man. So, you know, 9-8, second in the NFC South, losing the tiebreaker to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's how Tampa Bay won the division. And New Orleans missed the playoffs. Derek Carr completed 68.5% of his passes, throwing for 3,878 yards, 25 passing touchdowns to 8 interceptions. Alvin Kamara, 180 carries, 694 yards, 5 rushing touchdowns, 75 catches, 466 receiving yards, and a receiving touchdown. A very down year for Alvin Kamara last year. Very down year. Taysom Hill doing what Taysom Hill does. He threw a touchdown pass last year. He carried the ball 81 times for just over 400 yards with 3 rushing touchdowns. He also had 33 catches, just under 300 yards receiving with 2 receiving touchdowns. Now their number one receiver is Chris Olave with 87 catches, 1,123 receiving yards with 5 receiving touchdowns. No word on Michael Thomas. And I'm not even going to get into that. Now, they did bring in Amon-Ra St. Brown from Chicago. They brought in Cedric Wilson from the Miami Dolphins, both wide receivers, to add to their receiving depth. They brought in the edge rusher Chase Young from the San Francisco 49ers. Should be interesting. Because one thing we do know about the Saints, they do know how to have a defense. Regardless of how the offense looks, they're going to have a defense. If you can score 20 on the Saints, you can win the game. Because they don't give up a lot of points on defense, okay? They signed an extension with DeMario Davis, which is good for them. They stud linebacker. They re-signed both safeties and Jonathan Abrams and Tyrann Mathieu. So they're keeping their secondary intact, which is good for them. And that's another team we faced off last year, and we got them. I think we played them on the Thursday night. We beat them 30-22 when we jumped out on them early, and they tried to make a late comeback, but we was able to hold on for an 8-point victory. Yet we're going to beat them again, okay? We're going to go to the Superdome, as loud as that place is, and we will beat the Saints because
let's just be honest. Do the Saints fans have faith in a Saints team?
That's the first question. Do they believe in Derek Carr? What Alvin Kamara are they going to get this year? Is Dennis Allen really a head coach in the NFL? Just throwing some questions out there that Saints fans be asking. So, yes, we'll bounce back and get a dub against the New Orleans Saints. And then we get to week 14. When we face off against the Buffalo Bills. The new look Buffalo Bills, by the way. I'll explain why. First off, 11-6, winners of the AFC East. Second in the AFC behind the Baltimore Ravens. They went ahead. They took care of business against the Pittsburgh Steelers in dominant fashion. And then in the matchup that everybody was waiting on, Patrick Mahomes has never been on a road game. Well, his first world playoff game was in Buffalo, New York against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. And we all know what happened because we know who the Super Bowl champions are. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. So Patrick Mahomes went into Buffalo and beat Josh Allen yet again. Wow. First ever playoff road game for Patrick Mahomes, and he outdoed Josh Allen. Gotta love it. With Stephon Diggs in tow. Josh Allen completed 66.5% of his passes last year, throwing for over 4,300 yards. With 29 passing touchdowns, 18 interceptions. He did have a quarterback rating of 92.2. He did rush 111 times, over 500 rushing yards, and 15 rushing touchdowns. James Cook, the leading back for the Buffalo Bills, 237 carries for over 1,100 rushing yards with 2 touchdowns. He also added 4 receiving touchdowns to his year. Latavius Murray was a great backup for them, rushing for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns. Stephon Diggs, who is no longer there, he's down in Houston now, 107 catches, 1,183 yards, and 8 touchdowns. And then Gabriel Davis, who's now down here in Jacksonville, Florida, playing with the Jaguars, had 746 receiving yards and 7 receiving touchdowns. Now that we know that both their receivers are gone, who they have to throw to for Josh Allen? Well, Mr. Too Busy will be his backup from Pittsburgh. They brought in Chase Claypool from the Chicago Bears. They brought in Mac Hollins from the Las Vegas Raiders. They brought in Marquez Brodus-Kenny from the Kansas City Chiefs. Super Bowl went Kansas City Chiefs. And they drafted Keon Coleman in the first round from Florida State. That's a big receiver. They did re-sign Deion Dawkins, their offensive tackle, to a 3-year extension worth $60.5 million extension. And the last time we played this team, it was the year after we won the Super Bowl, and we opened it up on a Thursday night on NBC, as Super Bowl champions always do. And we got blistered by the Buffalo Bills, 31-10. It was a very ugly, and I do mean ugly, game. Now, they don't have Tre'Davious White anymore because he's with us. But they still got the most. They don't have Jordan Poyer, their other safety, because he's down in Miami. But nevertheless, if I know my team like I think I do, and if I know my team like the most of y'all think we do, when we play a physical team, we end up losing. The Buffalo Bills going to be more physical than ever. Despite not having Stephon Diggs anymore, not having Gabriel Davis, that's going to make them even more physical. And we suck at physicality as a team for whatever reason. We don't know why, but the Rams suck at physicality. That's why I have us losing to the 49ers. That's why I have us losing us to the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is another physical team, and we're going to lose to them. I'm sorry. But until I can see that the Rams can play against physical teams, I don't like our chances, okay? Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills are going to be even more of a physical team. Okay, they're going to be even more physical, and that might be a problem for us, all right? And I hate saying that, but if I'm being completely honest, name the last time we beat a team that was physical. You know how they whooped us? The game I just referred to the last time we played Buffalo, they was more physical than they were beating us up everywhere. Offense, defense, defensive line, offensive line, quarterback, running back, receiver. We was getting beat up in that game. That's why we got blown out coming off a Super Bowl title. Every time we play San Francisco, what we got to deal with? Physicality. What ended up happening? The physicality of the 49ers just overwhelms us. Philly, going to be a physical team. They got Saquon Barkley now, too. Still got Jalen Hurts. And then when they have physical receivers, like okay, A.J. Brown, who is a physical receiver, Dallas Goedert tight end, a physical tight end. Physicality sucks against us. It really does. It really does. Yeah, I have a split team, weeks 11 through 14, 2 wins, 2 L's, okay? So going from that 8-1 start that I gave them to being 10-3, and my thing for this year, 10 wins is the cut line for the playoffs this year, so we are on the cut line after 14 weeks, which means I got to slot it pretty good into the playoffs, all right? Thank you, the Rams are going to make the playoffs regardless of what's going on, yeah. You know, you have your Detroits, you have your 49ers. The NFC East is going to be up for grabs between the Cowboys and the Eagles, okay? Don't even get me started on the NFC South. That just look, okay? Just Tampa, New Orleans, Atlanta, okay? So we're going to see what Chicago looks like. We're going to see what Green Bay can do after having success, okay? Those are two question marks right there for me. Don't have no question about Detroit, no question about the 49ers. Dallas and Philly, they'll find a way to get in. So that's four teams right there. So question about Green Bay, question about Chicago, question about Seattle. That's three right there. You got us in the mix. So somebody's going to get left out. There's only 7 spots. I told you that, and that's gave you 8 teams. That's pretty much going to be fighting for playoff spots. Only one team come out of South. It might be Tampa, it might be New Orleans, and it might be Atlanta. Whoever wins the division, the other two ain't making it. All right? Just the way I feel. So, but that'll do it. And then finally, next week, as we head into week one of the NFL season. I will finish our season preview with weeks 15 through 18. As you see here, our second matchup with every team in our division, the 49ers, the Cardinals, and the Seahawks, with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets in there. That should be a fun one. Well, we love seeing Aaron Rodgers, don't we? So we get to see Aaron Rodgers again. Just when we thought we got rid of Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, nope, we're going to see him again. You get to see Green Bay in week 5, and we get to see Aaron Rodgers late in the season. So this should be fun of how I see these 4 games going. But that's next week, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that is next week. And with that being said, that will do it for this edition of Ramley Talk. Again, thank y'all for the support, the love, the admiration that y'all been giving me. Remember, go ahead and hit that subscribe, that notification bell on our YouTube channel. Forget everything. Every time we come out with more Ramley Talk episode, you can watch it. Also, follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts at for Ramley Talk, because it's almost that time. All right, for the Playmaker. And for everybody here at the Playmakers Blog Network, we are signing off. We will see you next week to close out our season preview and get ready for week one of the NFL season.
For tuning into Rambly Talk, Rambly Talk is sponsored by Fanatics, Lids, and Paramount Plus. Get your favorite sports appeal with Fanatics or Lids, and get great streaming service with Paramount Plus. If you want to donate to the program, you can donate to us via Cash App. $DPlaymakers. That is again $DPlaymakers. And remember, you can follow and subscribe to Ramble Talk on all podcast directories, including Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And those of you who are on Apple, leave us a rating review, leave comments on how you feel about Ramble Talk and the episode that you listen to. Tune in again next time for more Ramble Talk hosted by the Playmakers.